North Idaho News of the Week is brought to you in part by Evergreen Realty, commercial and residential property listings. Online at evergreen-realty.com. To 88.5 KRFY, and it's time for North Idaho News of the Week. I'm Jack Peterson, and I'm here with Chris Bessler. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jack. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. It is Friday, November 1st.
Yeah.
Meaning that this is the last North Idaho News of the Week that will be airing before the election on November 5th.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about that a bit here today.
Indeed.
But first, what happened yesterday with your, how is he? He's 4 years old?
he is 4 years old now. And I had a little crocodile who was making the rounds around here. Came downtown and just downtown into the grandparents' place. And I think that was about it. We were tuckered out after that.
Yeah, I have a 4 year old granddaughter and an 18 month older.
Yeah.
The 18 month she's very chill and cool. And she actually grabbed a couple of chunks of candy at a couple of doors, but of course the 4 year old's dialed in now. That's pretty fun.
Yes. At some point it stops being a mystery and you get what it's about and you know, it's no longer a surprise. I'm here for the candy.
Yeah. Yes. Like, what am I supposed to do? I had to keep saying, no, make sure you say trick or treat when you knock on the door.
Don't just grab it.
You gotta
say trick or treat.
That's right.
Say thank you when you're done. Yeah. That kind of thing. The news though, we've got, you know, it does once again seem like kind of everybody's, just waiting for the right, waiting for the election to come and holding off on doing anything too dramatic at any of the local governmental offices until that comes and goes. But at the county, they haven't, completely, put everything to rest. They've been a little active. The Bonner County Board of Commissioners met with the Planning Department and members of the public on October 23rd to hear a proposal from Altera, the Schweitzer Altera Mountain Company, to amend the county's comprehensive plan map and rezone 1,565 acres of undeveloped land accessible via Schweitzer Mountain Road and West Selly Road. The commissioners voted unanimously to table the decision until Thursday, December 12th. So no moves made on that, but Schweitzer has proposed to make some changes at the in their zoning, and now the county commissioners have to consider that. The Bowen and Kern Board of Commissioners did vote on October 29th to halve the number of credit cards that have been issued to the county. The county currently has 60 credit cards in the name of Bonner County, spread out across all the departments of the county many of the county departments anyway. They hope to get that number down to 30 cards that are in the hands of county employees and officials. I didn't see in the paper any specific, reference to what spending has been done, but it sounded like there had been some spending that was of concern to some of the county officials, or that they would like to have been aware of before the money had been spent. Right now, the cards have an available balance of up to $5,000, meaning that if you're a county employee with one of these cards and you have official county business to attend to that requires you to spend up to $5,000, you can just charge it right there to the card. And you can do that without prior approval from the board. This will have the number of employees with access to those credit cards. Over in Montana, Hunting District 170, which is near Flathead Lake, chronic wasting disease has been detected in a deer. This follows detections up in Boundary County here in Idaho. That is the first time that a deer has been detected with chronic wasting disease. So if you are a hunter and you're going to be in Montana, you can get your deer tested for free at the, I believe it's at the Kootenai County or at the Kootenai Health District in Kalispell, or the Kalispell Health District. Anyway, the officials will test your deer for free, and it would be worth doing to hopefully stop the spread of chronic wasting disease. Early voting is now open here in Bonner County and statewide. Has been open since last Monday. Today is the last day to vote early. You can vote in the elections. You'll get a ballot just the same as you would on Tuesday by going down to the county clerk's office. You can vote early before 5 p.m. today. You cannot vote early on Monday that day or over the weekend. You can vote in person on Tuesday. And if you're not registered to vote, you can register at your polling place on Tuesday and vote there. I spoke to Mike Rosedale, the county clerk, actually yesterday, and we'll play a recording of that conversation earlier, or a little later, I should say, in just a few minutes. It was very interesting, and turnout has been high for this election so far. And I'll let him explain the details in just a minute. There is an event tonight, as far as the election goes, at Regeneration Calvary Church in Kootenai. Luke Mayville for Idahoans for Open Primaries, and Scott Herndon, opposed to Proposition 1, will be holding a debate, and it will be broadcast here on these airwaves. Tune in to 88.5 KRFY at 6 o'clock. For coverage of that event live. We'll record it as well and make it available on our website after the fact. But if you want to attend in person, it's at Regeneration Calvary Church in Kootenai, which shares a parking lot with the Lighthouse Foods headquarters, the old Coldwater Creek building.
Yeah.
And
that's at 6 p.m. tonight.
6 p.m. And that's what I've got. That's the news that caught my eye in our local papers, in the Bee and the Reader. There is more, of course, but those are the big headlines. Did I miss anything that you think we should address before we play this recording?
Well, actually, it's relatively quiet news week. I think you got the things that I had on my list to mention here today. Of course, the election is the big deal.
Yeah.
And if you're not decided on anything and you're still doing research, you could go to our website, krfy.org, and we interviewed all of the candidates for all the local races, and we interviewed them side by side. So basically, there were many debates, if you will, here in the studio. You can hear those recordings right here at krfy.org and can weigh out who you might want to vote for. Another good election source is Sandpoint Online's Election Central pages, and it links up to candidate websites, questionnaires, these interview recordings, also provides information on how and where to vote. You can look up your precinct's voting place there if you're waiting till Tuesday, the election day. And actually, most people do wait till election day, although we're going to, as you mentioned, we're just going to hear what Mike Rosedale, county clerk, tells us about how early voting has been going, which, again, if you want to vote early, you got to do that by 5 p.m. tonight at the county building at 1500 Highway 2.
Have you seen has there been a voter guide from the Bonner County Daily Bee?
There was.
Okay.
It was out, I don't know, I think earlier this week. So they have a voter guide. The reader had 2 weeks ago. If you want to dig up a reader or go to their website, you can see their voter guide as well. Although some point online does link to that as well. So so there's a lot of resources out there for people to look into to you know, how they might want to vote if they're still weighing out their candidates.
Well, here's a recording that I made yesterday talking to Mike Rosedale in the county clerk's office, and we will we'll play that and then come back and talk a little bit more about what's going on in the at least the local elections and what else is going on in our area. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back and have a listen to this. I'm sitting here in is this the county clerk's office officially?
It is.
Okay.
Yes,
and
is.
I'm here with the county clerk, Michael Rosedale, just for a little update on where the what we know about the election so far. Before I started the recording, you were just telling me a little bit about the current numbers of voting that's come in thus far. What do we know about the absentee and the in-person pre-election day voting?
It's extremely active. We're going to have somewhere between 5,500 and 6,000 absentee voters ballots in, and we're going to have about 6,500 early votes in. So that together makes about 12,000. Currently, our vote roster is that's more than a third of our vote roster of 34,606 registered voters. So we have a huge chunk having already voted by the night before election.
Yeah, we're speaking now on Thursday before the election, coming up on Tuesday. So you've got you'll be accepting early voting
through Friday at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And for all you out there that have absentee ballots to get back in, get them in by 8 o'clock on election night.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not 8:01. Mm-hmm. By law, we cannot count that ballot, and we really want to. So get it in, and you can drop it off in our admin building in our Dropbox. Before 8 o'clock on Tuesday night.
Okay, when the rest of the polls close.
Yep.
And then you'll begin processing things. How do you know? Do you have any idea right now of kind of when we'll have an idea of what the results are going to be in our?
What the results are going to be?
But when they'll start coming through.
So I hope to have the first update out at about 8:30,
okay.
Somewhere around 8:30, and that'll be all the early. That'll be these 12,000 votes.
Okay.
So that normally we get a smaller first update, which because there are fewer absentees and fewer early votes, so it's not really an absolute direct correlation with the end of night results. This one's going to be a little closer to indicating how it's going to go.
Yeah.
But it could still move.
You mentioned, so we've got 34,000 people currently registered to vote. People can still register on election day, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, if you you have to register and vote at the same time.
Yeah. Right. You can't come in and register right now today, but you can come in or you can go to your polling place on Tuesday with a proof of address and a photo ID. Is that?
If you have a driver's license, it's current, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's one of four things. You have to bring in a valid Idaho driver's license or a valid Idaho concealed carry or Idaho ID card.
Yeah.
Passport, tribal ID card, or military ID card.
Okay.
And if it doesn't have your picture, then you need something else with your, if it doesn't have your address, like your passport, you have to have a utility bill other than a cell phone bill or your car registration. It cannot be a car registration terribly. Our hands are tied. It's totally statutory. But we will do everything we can to find something. And most of the time, people have something in their car that will work or on their phone.
Okay. Do you get a lot of same-day registration for a regular election?
We do get a lot of them regular election, especially on the partisan November general election.
On a presidential election, we were looking back a little bit, and we don't have the numbers, but is it safe to say that participation is higher?
It is.
Yeah.
Yep. I would say the participation over the last 8 years with the last two presidential elections and now this third one, the participation has really started to spike.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, everybody feels strongly about it, one way or another.
Mm-hmm. When I walked into the office today, you were very busy. There was a line really almost out the door by mostly people, I suppose, coming in to vote early.
Yep, yeah, all of them. In fact, you got here at a light hour last week. We were all the way down the hall to the other end of the building.
Wow.
It's really backed up.
Yeah. I guess I can't think of anything else right now, but we'll look for those results on election night, starting to come in at about 8:30, and then right. you'll be here till they're done at
midnight. It'll be midnight, 1 o'clock, something yeah. like that, most likely.
Lastly, LD1, Legislative District 1, is both Bonner County and Boundary County.
Yes.
You have no control, I suppose, over the Boundary County results, but
no.
do they come through you, or do we just not get the, do we not know when we'll know about the legislative district results?
So what'll happen is you'll go to the Secretary of State's website. When
yeah.
when you click on our site, it'll take you to what the Secretary of State is posting for us.
Mm-hmm.
It'll say combined with Boundary County for results.
Mm-hmm.
And so and then from that website you can then go to the Secretary of State's and find Boundary County, but we can't give the final because we can't verify their numbers.
Right. So we'll just, I know I've tried to get a hold of them before. They're not quite as easy to track down the numbers until they post them when they post them.
Right. I do want to say to everybody, if you have an absentee ballot, get it in. We're getting them in right now, and some of the signatures don't match. Then we have to, if we don't have a phone or an email, we have to mail it back, and there's no way you're going to vote. There's
yeah.
no way you're going to be able to respond in time. Get them in,
mm-hmm.
and just get them in. The other thing is polls are open 8 to 8 on mm-hmm. election day. Don't be late. I mean, if you're mm-hmm. in line by 8 o'clock, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you can't make it here with your absentee ballot, you can drop your absentee ballot off at your polling location on election night if you have to.
Okay. Well, that seems like a good place to leave it there, unless there's anything else you wanted to say.
Yeah, I do. There's one more thing. I told Ben Olson this, too. Mm-hmm. After you vote on election day, mm-hmm. take your neighbor who voted differently than you did mm-hmm. out to lunch or dinner and buy for them. That's what I recommend doing.
That's how you'll solve polarization, one meal at a time.
That's right. It'll help.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Mr. Rosedale, I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Well, and there you have it. We're back live here in the studio. I'm Jack Peterson with Chris Bessler. North Idaho News of the Week is the program, and talking a little bit about the election. I was leafing through the Bonner County Daily Bee's voter guide while we were playing that recording. One item of note in that I didn't mention before during our headlines, Proposition 1, spending for and against is approaching $1 million. It looks like it's a very at this point well funded and contentious campaign, and probably the number one item. Well, number one, sure enough, number one item on the ballot that people are going to be watching the results for here in Idaho. Of course, nationwide results are separate,
mm-hmm.
but I think in our state that seems like the one that's going to have the most immediate effect on politics in statewide.
On how we vote,
go through, yeah.
Yeah, and there's actually, there's six other states that have similar propositions that they're going to be voting on. You know, it's well known that Alaska's instituted this.
Yeah, I think Alaska and Maine,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, mm-hmm. but two states already mm-hmm. have it in place. In Alaska, they're voting they might want to repeal it.
Mm-hmm.
At least the folks that were opposed to it the first time around and are mounting an effort there to repeal it. But meanwhile, six other states are looking at instituting either open primaries or the ranked choice voting, also called instant runoff voting. And again, I've, you know, kind of informally, Jack, just talking with people, mm-hmm. this is one issue that some folks are still undecided on. They haven't figured out how they should vote, whereas it seems like most people are pretty well set on who they're going to be voting for president or a lot of the contested races. This is one that's a little bit more of a coin flip for some folks. So we'll mention again that tonight at 6 p.m. at Regeneration Calvary Chapel, there's going to be a Proposition 1 ranked choice voting panel discussion. That's how they're billing it. But basically, it's going to be a debate. And in support will be Luke Mayville, the co-founder of Reclaim Idaho, and Christy Wood. And speaking against it will be State Senator Scott Herndon and Michael Angeletta, who is co-founder of the Secure Idaho Elections Organization, County Clerk Mike Wisdo, who we just heard from, will also be talking about possible impact of Prop 1 on Bonner County. So it's going to be a very informative night. We'll hear two very articulate speakers. Scott Herndon is very articulate, as well as Luke Mayville, giving the best arguments for and against it. So that'd be a great thing to go attend. But if you can't attend, tune in right here at KRFY 88.5. Turn your radio dial to... Is there still a dial out there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
To 88.5 FM, or stream it online. So it'll be going simultaneously off our website at KRFY.org, and get informed on that.
We have not broadcast a few events around Proposition 1 that have been mainly hosted... that I've seen locally have been mainly hosted either by those in favor or those opposed, and not together at the same time. Yeah. We're excited to be broadcasting this one that'll be giving voice to both sides of the issue.
And we did actually have a pro and con discussion just on Wednesday here in the studio.
That's right.
With Christine Wood speaking in favor and Jennifer McKnight speaking opposed to that. You can hear the recording on that. I will say... due to operator error, and by the way, I was the operator, not hitting the right button. Jen's voice is a little bit harder to hear, but if you just adjust your volume up and down, you can hear that. And apologies to Jennifer McKnight for not getting her recorded quite as fully. We did go in and amp up the sound levels. It's pretty good now.
I think the volume is okay. She just sounds
Sounds like she's off mic, which is what was happening, because the recording wasn't set properly to get her microphone, but she was being picked up by the other microphone.
Yeah.
And that's how I figured out now that I got to make sure that button number two.
We've all done that one. I have, at least. I've made that mistake before. I'll also mention some other upcoming election, our coverage plan. If you were listening to Democracy Now! Right before we started, you heard that they are offering live election night coverage from, as they bill it, 8 p.m. to midnight Eastern time. That, of course, is 5 p.m. to 9 o'clock in our time zone. We'll be airing that complete coverage from Democracy Now! Here on 88.5 KRFY, live from their studios in New York, covering the national political scene. And then when that ends at 9 o'clock, we'll have at least preliminary results. The absentee ballots should be counted by that time.
And the early voting
early voting.
Yeah. And some absentee that have been turned in early, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be in and available to us, and we'll have... some local election results at that time. I will stay here at least until the Bonner County results come in.
And could be late, Jack.
It'll probably be late. I won't promise to stay here on the airwaves until we get the results from Boundary County, which will be the determining factor for LD1
for the legislative races.
So we won't necessarily, depending on what time they post their results, we won't necessarily know the result of those legislative races, but at least the Bonner County races, I'll stay here if they're in by midnight or getting close, I'll be in touch with somebody at the county clerk's office to know how things are going, and I'll give you updates as they come. I can almost promise that I will be here until the Bonner County results are in, barring some freak occurrence where they don't get them until 4 in the morning.
We'll take the almost part of that.
Yeah, thank you.
And we will be covering the full results. We think we'll have pretty full results by the next morning. So the Wednesday morning show at 8 a.m., Jack, you and I will be in here, and we'll be running through the certainly the local election results. Who knows if we're going to have a real determination on the presidential race nationwide by that time, because it's going to be a little slower to get full results there. But if you tune in on Wednesday at 8 a.m., you'll be able to hear what happened. And real quickly, because we're about out of time, if you haven't actually tuned in yet much on the race or put your radar on what's going on with the races, we do have important things to vote on. So we hope you get out and vote. Proposition 1, the Open Primaries Initiative, a.k.a. also the Ranked Choice Voting measure, is going to be on the ballot. There's an Idaho constitutional amendment, which would add language to expressly prohibit non-citizens from voting in Idaho elections, although it's already banned. If you live in the city of Sandpoint, there's a 1% local option sales tax to vote on, as well as if you live in the city of Ponderay, they also have a 1% local option sales tax. It's up for renewal. And then contested races are for Bonner County Commissioner District 1, where the Republican Brian Domke is opposing Steve Johnson, the Democrat. Bonner County Commissioner District 3 is Glenn LaFay, independent, versus Ron Korn, the Republican. And by the way, you don't have to live in their districts. All county residents vote for all county commission races. Those are the only two contested county races, but we have all three seats in the Idaho Legislative District 1, Idaho Senate. Independent Dan Rose is opposing Republican John Woodward. For Idaho Representative Seat A, the Democrat Karen Mattei is going against the incumbent Republican Mark Souder. And in Idaho Representative Seat B, it's Catherine Larson, the Democrat, against Cornell Razor, the Republican. So there's a lot to vote on. Please get out and vote. And that's really encouraging. The third of our voters have already voted early, as Mike Rosedale just told us.
Right. It's kind of stunning. That's already kind of a respectable voter turnout, I would say. It's not high, but that's... You know, you sometimes you see races where only a third of people turn out. That's period.
Right. And we're not even to election day yet. So yeah. We're going to have probably a higher than usual voter turnout, which is good. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't got registered yet, you can do that at your polling place on election day. You have to have those proper identification that Mike Rosedale told us about.
I'll say one other non-election bit of news. I stopped by City Hall yesterday to ask about that stoplight at 5th and Pine, because I'm personally concerned with it, because it really affects my commute down here to the radio station.
I'll tell you what, it is ready to go right now. All the work's done. They're just trying to figure out the light part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that they could be done on Monday. That it may be operational on Monday, but I couldn't get her to promise that it would be operational.
Well, the guys have been out there every day. My office is a half a block away, and so I've been walking out there saying, "When's this thing going to be going?"
Okay, it's getting close.
They're just saying they have to figure out the technical part of the light right now, because it is going to be a light that I'm sure it's going to be sensor activated.
I would say that has really affected the flow of traffic in town. That one stoplight being missing is that's changed a lot of the way that cars move around town, and those of us on bicycles and pedestrians. Things are a little different right now. So looking forward to that work being completed, hopefully early next week.
You're coming down Pine Street on a bicycle.
Yeah.
I got to bet that you're just kind of going down that little one block section, Jack, is this true?
I'm not sure if it's legal for me to do that, but what my attorney would have advised me to broadcast right now, I'm not sure. Yes, I do. I do sometimes make that, and I'm excited for that to be a two-way street again.
Yeah.
Actually, I tried to cross at Church Street, and that, of course, is all that's now with that stoplight gone. That's free flowing.
Yeah.
And it's technically a crosswalk, but the lights for the crosswalk aren't activated yet. So it's it's a little bit hairy getting down across the Fifth Avenue boundary. That's my personal commuter story. We're going to be back on, on Wednesday morning. One other bit of election coverage news. Democracy Now! Will have their regular show on Wednesday morning at 7 to 8, and then we'll be here talking about local election results, 8 to 9, and then at 9 o'clock, Democracy Now! Provides us with a second hour of coverage of the national election news, and we'll air that then. So, election day and election the day after is right around the corner.
Yeah.
I have found a song by an unknown artist, and if anybody knows who sings this song or what band performs it, call in and let me know because I'm curious. But it's called Vote for Me, and I'm going to play it right now, and then we'll continue with Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that.
And remember to tune in 6 p.m. tonight. We're going to be broadcasting the Proposition 1 debate.
That's right. We'll be live at Regeneration Calvary Chapel, and you can go in person as well and be glad to see you there. Okay, here we go.
I went down to the marketplace, thinking to find a familiar face. The people were standing in a crowd, while a man on the platform cried out loud,
"Oh, vote for me, vote for me. If you want to have prosperity, vote for me and you'll see. I'm gonna save the whole country.
Me friends, I come here just to address you. Please don't think that I want to impress you, but I want to say with modesty, you'll never find a better man than me. So
vote for me, vote for me. If you want to have prosperity, vote for me and you will see. I'm gonna save the whole country.
There's a terrible rumor that I want to kill, that I was caught with me hand in the public till. Me friends, it was nothing but a little loan to buy myself a yacht and country home.
Everybody vote now. Vote for me, vote for me. If you want to have prosperity, vote for me and you will see. I'm gonna save the whole country.
The issue is clear throughout the land, and I'm gonna take a courageous stand. I want to make it plainly understood that I'm strongly in favor of motherhood.
What he say, man?
He say he pro-labor.
Vote for me, vote for me. If you want to have prosperity, vote for me and you will see. I'm gonna save the whole country.
Counting all the women and the children and men, our population is 110. But the ballots were counted and it seemed to me the total was 1,053.
I say vote for me, vote for me. If you want to have prosperity, vote for me.